Praise God. I want to talk, we talked last week about changing seasons. But I want to talk about having stability in change. We have the changes going on all around us. We can see it out in the weather. We see it, as mentioning a minute ago in the prayer, we talked about how it's the end of the season for the campground. It's the end of the season for the snack bar. It's the end of the season for a lot of things. People are going away in the snowbirds leaving or whatever the case happens to be. Just things changing. In the midst of everything going on around us, in the midst of all the turmoil going around us, we need to have some stability. That's part of the reason why we sang on Christ the solid rock I stand. Because we have to be stable in the Lord. Otherwise, we'll just get blown to and fro. In fact, it talks about that here. In Ephesians 4, beginning with verse 11, says, and he himself, that is Jesus, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That says, we're working together. We're in this together. We're all important together. Which also means we also have to be stable and steadfast in who we are, knowing where we belong in the body of Christ. Knowing that we are Christ. Knowing that God has gifted us with specific talents, specific abilities, specific circumstances, specific history, specific experiences that He intends to use. And encouraging one another. Not tossed about with every wind of doctrine. Every wind of doctrine is one of the things we're not supposed to be tossed about by. But we're also not supposed to be tossed about by things going on around us. When we see the turmoil in the world, when we see, when we see a person standing up wanting to know how come their child's rape was not reported to the police at a school, then that school ending up getting the FBI involved because of this person is now on a list of a domestic terrorist. You know about this, right? Loudoun County, Virginia. They have a transgender bathroom policy, and a young man in a skirt raped a girl in the bathroom in the school. And the school didn't report it to the police. And the sheriff didn't know anything about it until the sheriff got called to the school board meeting to arrest this disruptive parent. We have turmoil going on in our land. We have wickedness in high places in our land. There's things going on all around us, and we need to be stable and steadfast, knowing who God is. And knowing that He is with us. And knowing that He is the one who directs our steps and puts us in different positions. Knowing that God is in control. Psalm 118, beginning with verse 1, says, praise the Lord. We could stop right there. We could just stop right there. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you've ever heard, especially if you listen to gospel music, but there's a song that says, you know, I say hallelujah because it's the highest praise. Hallelujah literally means praise the Lord. That's all it means. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not a magic word, But if it's coming from the heart, if our heart is overwhelmed to praise God no matter what our circumstances are, we can praise God in the midst of the turmoil. We can praise God in the midst of crises. We can praise God in the midst of pain. We can praise God in the midst of everything, that there's a stability in our hearts and in our lives. Psalm 112, beginning with verse 1, says, "Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in His commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises a light in the darkness. He is gracious, he is full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. He is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees the desire upon his desire upon his enemies." So, what does that say? That says, if we are shaken by things going on around us, we have a problem with our righteousness. We're not trusting God. Oh, me? The Bible tells us how we are to live. If we trust in the Lord, we will not be shaken. We will not be afraid. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. Doesn't mean evil tidings won't come. Doesn't mean storms won't come. Doesn't mean problems won't exist. It means we're trusting in God no matter what's going on around us. That's where we need to be. We are called to do that. We are called to encourage one another about that. I just read that in Ephesians. We're called to lift up one another and encourage one another and strengthen one another. The verse in Proverbs that's used for the iron sharpens iron. As iron sharpens iron, so does one man's the countenance of a friend. Encourage one another. Strengthen one another. Lift one another up. It says, all those blessings there were to the righteous man, the one who fears the Lord, the one who walks in God's ways. Lord, do the thing, work in me the things that you would have me to do. Work in me who you would have me to be. Mark 4, beginning with verse 35. The disciples have been with Jesus. Jesus has been speaking. And then they're going to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And if you've never been there, if you just, you know, never looked at it on a map or anything like that, you just read the scriptures talking about the Sea of Galilee, and especially with the storms that come up and how long it takes people to get from one place to another, you think this is a pretty huge sea. It's 8 miles by it's 8 miles by 12 miles. It's a good size. It's a real good size pond. But it's a small lake. But it's about 400 feet below sea level. No, it's 120 feet below sea level. But it's over a mountain, mountains around it, and it's down in a bowl. And when the wind comes over the mountain and down in that bowl, it'll stir up a storm. Mark 4, beginning with verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along, and they took him along in the boat as he was, and the other little boats were also with him, and a great windstorm arose, and waves beat on the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "Who can this be that even the wind and sea obey him?" Jesus is asleep on a pillow in the stern of a boat. They're in the middle of a storm. And they go to him, "Don't you care that we're perishing?" Do we ever cry out to God and say, "God, don't you care that we're going through all this?" Guilty. Rather, we need to say, no matter what's going on, I know that God has me in the palm of His hands. He has not forgotten about me. If He has allowed me to be here, He intends to bring me through it or intends to bring me home. Either way works. He is still God and still worthy of my praise, and I will still trust Him no matter what my situation is. I will have stability in the change, trusting, knowing who God is. Jesus, when He got up, He rebuked the wind, He rebuked the sea, and He rebuked the disciples. How is it that you had no faith? Jesus has told him several times, told them several times about what He's going to do in His ministry. If the boat sinks, maybe we all walk ashore, okay? But I've got you here for a reason. I've called you to be part of this ministry. I've called you to be part of this life I'm walking out here on the earth. I've called you to be my witnesses. I've called you to give notice to the world around us and to be an example and a light. And because of that, this is not where the story ends. The storm may come. The storm will come in our lives. We will have turmoil. In the world, you will have tribulation. It's not an if. It's not a maybe. It's not a, well, this could happen. No, you will have it. But be of good cheer, because I've overcome the world. Psalm 108, beginning with verse 1, says, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Awake, lute and harp. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your mercy is great above the heavens, and your truth reaches to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and your glory above all the earth. That your righteous, that your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. Lord, I will praise you. That is a declaration. That is a decision. I am not going to be bound. I am not going to be moved. I am not going to be shaken. I am not going to be torn up by what goes on around me. Lord, I will praise you. You have been faithful. You are always faithful. You are worthy of praise. Even if you never do another thing for me, you are worthy of my praise. I will praise you among the nations. I will praise you among the peoples. I will give thanks to you, O God, among the heavens. Oh Lord, you have done so much. You've shown your love so much. We got to have that stability. We have to have that strength and that understanding that no matter what is going on around us, God is still God. He still has us right here. He will never leave us nor forsake us. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Guess what? There will be trouble. But we have a very present help. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. And though the mountains be carried in the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling, Selah, stop and think about it. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, and though its waters be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. No matter what happens around us, we will not be moved because we trust in God. We have that stability in the middle of the change, that stability that God has us, that God is caring for us, that God is watching over us, that God is not leaving us alone, and nothing that happens around us is a surprise to Him. All of our days were written in the book before ever any of them were. He sees our end from the beginning, and His ways are perfect. Always. Every time. Paul says to be absent with the body is to be present with the Lord. So if we don't live through it, praise God. And if we do live through it, he says, therefore it's better for you if I stay. So if we do live through it, praise God. There's an opportunity to encourage and strengthen other people. No matter what comes, we have to have that stability. We have to have that understanding that no matter what happens, God is still in control. God still has us, and He is still at work in our circumstances. Praise God. Father, we do thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Father, for your strength. We thank you, Father, for your direction. We thank you, Lord, for the turmoil that we face in this life, knowing, Father, that even encourages us to seek your face and to draw close. closer to you. That draws us even closer to you as we see the problems and the things happening around us. Just as a caterpillar, when it's, or not a caterpillar, but a butterfly, when it's hatching out of its cocoon, has to have that struggle in order to survive. Because if somebody comes and cuts them out, they will just die because they have no strength. The struggles that we go through, the things that we face in this life, the things, Father, that you bring us through, bring us through to strengthen us and to encourage us, that we can then go back and encourage our brethren. We can go back and encourage our brothers and sisters around us. We can go back and encourage others to seek your face and to draw close and say, let me tell you what wonderful things the Lord has done in my life. Father, we thank you for the pain. We thank you for the scars. We thank you, Father, for the long and difficult path sometimes. And even, Father, for the things we currently face. We thank you for it, Lord, because we know that you are at work and you are worthy of praise. We give you glory, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.